Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2025, episode number 24. Our air date is Thursday, June 12th, 2025. I'm your host, C. Willie, and joined again this week by the lovely and talented...
Barbie.
She is here. Hasn't kept me out of the house. I'm feeling pretty good about things. She still lets me come down in the studio and play. So we have a very, very special guest tonight. We had the privilege of meeting this young lady back in, I believe, March of this year at the Michigan Music Awards. Silver King is joining us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. This is so,
so good
fun.
Okay, we're going to hang. I'm going to do a timeout and we'll edit this out. I'm getting a real delay from you there. let's see. Yeah, we're getting, it's a big delay, and you keep freezing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm going to stop this for a second.
Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2025, episode number 24. Our air date is Thursday, June 12th, 2025. I am your host, C. Willie. I am joined again this week by the lovely and talented...
Butterbean.
There she is. And we have someone very special joining us on the show tonight. We had the opportunity to meet her at the Michigan Music Awards this past spring. Silver King is joining us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we're thrilled. We had a really nice visit a couple of months ago down there in Royal Oak, and we said, hey, we've got to do this. We've got to have her on. So tell us a little bit about your entree into music. How did this all come about? When did you decide this is something you really wanted to do?
So growing up, I was a travel soccer player in high school. I was always training with college coaches, just always in all the sports, track and everything. But I taught myself how to play guitar when I was 15. And I was actually thinking about going to college for sports medicine. And I was kind of set on that path. Like, I wanted to play pro soccer. I was really training hard for that. But then I feel like when I picked up a guitar and taught myself, I just realized, because I've been choir too, I would sing on the side for fun. It was always like God's calling on my life in a way. I always felt very drawn to it. And anything else I did, I never felt peace. But when I would write songs, I felt understanding. And growing up, my parents got divorced when I was about 12. And we still had a really good family dynamic. But in that really difficult time, I would sit in my room and I would write music and I would write poetry. And I just like poured everything into it. And I just decided that I was like, I really think I was born to do this.
It's interesting that you enlighten us that way, because one of the things that I wrote down in kind of doing our setting our research and so forth up is your music all has a message.
It does.
You know, it's there's something very powerful behind that. Was this kind of the evolution of what you were talking about in those days of sitting there and writing things down like that?
I think it was. It definitely was a big part of it. But I feel like another big part of it was, I feel like as a child, I was always trying to see the good and the bad. And I've always been a pessimist. Not a pessimist, optimist. I mean, optimist. And I always grew up around the pessimists in a way. Mm-hmm. So I always was like, I want to understand things. I want to learn things. You know, hey, God, why is the world this way? Why are people so cruel? Why can't people be more kind? And I just realized that even after walking through all that darkness, even of heartbreak and all these different situations all of us universally go through, I realized that when I can present the world with something positive in my message, maybe it'll change someone's life, or maybe it'll spark them and they'll be like, I want to pursue faith, or I want to go to church, and I want to sing in choir, or I want to be a soccer player. Because at the end of the day, everyone is an artist. And I grew up with my whole dad's side is all artists. They're amazing painters, poets. All my cousins sing, my sisters sing, my brother plays guitar like a pro at not even 20 yet. So I just have this like whole circle of like light around me with it too. And I feel like that also was a big inspiration, especially with the message of like, hey, like there's people out there who love you and understand you, and you haven't even met them yet, even if you didn't grow up with that necessarily.
What a great perspective to come at this with, too. I think that's got to help not only with the creative process, but certainly with your ability to connect to your audiences.
I agree 100%.
So how does your family feel now? I mean, you were 15 years old. You taught yourself how to play a guitar. Did they see you going in this direction? Like, how do they feel about this? I mean, obviously they're excited. We're excited about it.
Yeah. My dad was really, well, he knew I was always in my room playing guitar when I should be practicing soccer. So it's kind of like it was a sign all in one. They knew. My mom actually took me to a studio when I was 16 and was like, hey, let's record a few songs. And I still have those demos from when I was 16. And I listened to them and my voice has matured, but I've always felt like very strong in my songwriting. It's a thing where it just comes so naturally to me and I can't even explain it. It's like, I could sit down at any minute and write 2 to 3 songs because I just feel like I'm always in my artist brain. It's always grabbing inspiration from all these things around me. And I feel like a lot of us as artists or like podcasters or writers or singers work that way too. But my parents, they knew that I loved music, and my mom especially with vocal lessons and really honing me in. And she would help me before the talent show. I would always do the talent show. I won it almost every year, which is really cool. And the videos are still on YouTube too, which is
all
awesome.
Right. Right.
But she would help me with like stage presence, and she'd be like, Sylvia, you gotta like move around and like do this and like come up with a stage persona, which is silver. Mm-hmm. And she always like honed me in and like really, really just like shaped me in a way, which was really cool to have a mother, even though she doesn't sing, be that way.
Yeah. Oh, what awesome support. And do you think then the many years of soccer and the sacrifice and the dedication that you had to have that kind of goal to be a professional soccer player, do you think that's helped with the music career as well?
100%. There's no doubt in my mind. Like my dad would coach me and we would be out on the field for hours doing footwork training and like goal scoring training. He'd make me run sprints. All my coaches did that too in travel out of like Romeo, Michigan, which is where I played a lot out of like when I was like 17, 18. But yeah, absolutely. It really trained me to be aggressive at what I want to achieve. Yeah. And I was always the player who was like, I might have a concussion. I might be, I did have a concussion one game. And I played the whole game. I was really, you know, it was not good after, but I've trained my brain to be really strong through the pain, which I feel like coincidentally is like connected to my music, because a big part of my message is like, you're going to go through things in life that seem so unfair and you're not going to understand it. But at the end of the day, God's always going to rope everything in and be like, hey, listen, this happened for a reason, but you might not know it until a few years pass or a few months pass, but you realize in time.
That's very, very true. And it's that a message that we can all take note from.
Amen.
Do you still play? Do you still play soccer?
I do, here and there, yeah. I still have the footwork skills. My boyfriend was really impressed recently. He didn't believe me. He's like, I've only ever seen you sing and like work out at the gym, but like you can juggle. And I was like, doing it. And he's like, wow.
Oh, that's terrific. That's terrific. Well, tell us about the first song that we have queued up right now is Light It Up. Tell us a little bit about Light It Up.
So I was actually recording that song in Ohio. I was living there for a minute, a year and a half ago. And we were in the studio and I had this like revelation where I was like, in my songwriting, I don't want to write about the heartbreak anymore. I don't want to write about the pain and the sadness, because I feel like I had like wallowed in that for so long. And it got to the point where I finally decided I want to break free. So, you know, God is like, I swear, the only reason I'm headed where I am and who I am today, because I walked through so much like internal, like the spiritual warfare is so real on this plane that we exist in. And I was learning to let go of my ego when I wrote that song. And there's a line in it where I say, like, talk about that exactly. I got to let my ego go and let God take control. Because I feel like a lot of people are turned off by the term religion and faith. And I was for so many years until I realized that it's more about a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And it's more about you take the stories that the Bible preaches and implement them into your daily life. Like Esther, she was about courage, you know, be courageous in your path. Ruth was about, you know, God will bless you where he plants you in the field. And in this crazy world filled with technology, it gets so overwhelming.
Yeah.
So light it up is a way of saying, hey, like, listen, you might feel like your ego is going to lead you sometimes and like you're fighting your way to the top. But the whole time through that, you are actually learning to let go. You're learning to release who you're not meant to be.
Yeah. Yeah. So lighten it. Get that out of there.
Exactly.
I love it.
Thank you.
All right. Let's give this one a listen. Silver Kings, Light It Up. Yes. Light It Up from Silver King.
Thank you so much.
You know, I think one of the coolest things, you've got such a beautiful and distinctive voice.
Thank you so much.
In the intro to that song is building, and then all of a sudden, here comes your voice, and you just kind of, wow. All right.
Thank you so much.
I'm listening. No, that is very cool. I hope everybody enjoyed that. We are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with Silver King. It's the new party of the summer, the Country Roads Music Festival at the Groves in Brooklyn, Michigan, July 18, 19, and 20. Restless Road, Colt Ford, and Drew Baldridge are your headliners, and they're going to be joined on stage by a host of VCS alums, including Louie Lee, Ryan Jay, Michaela Prue, Gasoline Gypsies, Kay Harper, Blue Sky, and many more. There are a host of ticket packages available. This is going to be the one you want to be at. CountryRoadsMusicFestival.com is where you get your tickets. We'll see you there July 18, 19, and 20. Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with Silver King. Just heard Light It Up, and we've been hearing a little bit about the stories behind her music. And it's really music with a meaning. And thank you for writing this. You're really helping some folks get through.
Thank you so much. It's wild. I never really realized it would take me to this point. You kind of start with just writing these songs. And you're like, oh, maybe one day if people like them, they'll listen to them. But it's so amazing to feel appreciated. So thank you so much, Kat.
Oh, absolutely. Now, you talked a little bit about your creative process, and it really, you feel like as an artist, you're creating all the time. So songs are coming out pretty freely for you. What does that look like for you? I mean, is it just a time you say, okay, I got to sit down and do this?
A lot of times, yes. Like earlier today, it happened to me a few times. And I feel like I'll have this like sense of urgency with it where I'm like, I have to, you know, if I'm at work, like at my job, I'll have to like put it in my phone notes and then come back to it later. Mm-hmm. But when I'm home and I have time or I've got done with everything else I got to do, I'm like, okay, it's time for me to sit down and focus on this. Because as we grow up, we have so many other things we have to do in our daily lives. It gets so busy, especially when we get to the point where we have children and a family in the future. So it's like you have to intentionally set time for yourself to work on your craft and work on your art. But I feel like it's a really a thing where God's like, hey, go write this song or go work on this idea. And a lot of times I don't realize where that idea is leading until maybe that day, maybe a year later, maybe a month later, maybe a week later. You just never know.
I think it's really interesting what you just hit on, because it's, if you're going to be successful in anything, as a musician, as a podcaster, as anything at all, as an electrician, you have to set that time aside to focus on your craft and do exactly what you just said. And so many people don't do that. I just want to be good. So you don't put the work in. And then it doesn't happen, as you know, from the soccer field as well as what you're doing as a performer.
Well, practice makes perfect. So,
So tell us a little bit about the second song that we've got queued up for you is called Indigo Girls, and we really enjoy this song. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Thank you. So Indigo Girls, I actually recorded this when I was 21. I was in Nashville at the time. I was living there. And this was the second single I ever released. And I remember going to the studio with my really good friend Isaac Mindorf. I'm just giving him a shout out because he's a really great producer for anyone to work with in Tennessee. You know, like a brother to me. His girlfriend's amazing. She does vocals too. And he really sat down with me and helped me. I had this idea. I didn't know the melody. I was like, I just have these lyrics and I don't know what to do with this. And he helped me put this whole thing together. And I gave him a lot of ideas, did vocals, harmonies, added poetry. And what I love about Indigo Girls is it's such a song. It's a song about being free. It's a song about really embracing that, you know, my mom calls it your inner gypsy, hippie, you know, that part of you that like longs for adventure. Because even when you're, you know, following God and trusting in your faith, you still need to go out there and explore the world.
Yeah.
And see like the beautiful things and meet people who inspire you. And that's what Indigo Girls is about. It's about like, I'm never going to lose my childlike sense of wonder within me. That's a part of me. That's a part of all of us that we have to hone. And I've always been really drawn to like waves and water and oceans because they have so much depth to them. And I have a tattoo here that says warrior. And it's probably the only tattoo I will ever get in my entire life, to be honest with you. But I got it when I was 18. And it represents really, you know, fighting for what you believe in and how, you know, when you do go through the darkness or you're in like you're at the bottom of the sea and you're trying to like swim your way up to the top, you know, you can use that childlike wonder within you. You can use that inspiration all around you, and you can even use the most painful things you've felt and experienced to transform into something so beautiful. And I believe that every single person has that capability. But a lot of people, I watched this speaker online a few years ago, and she said that a lot of people don't become who they're meant to be because they hold on to who they used to be for the longest time. And you hold on to that that version of you that was broken and shattered and didn't feel worthy.
Yeah.
You know, you won't transform into who God wants you to be. You know, you got to be brave. And I believe every single person has that capability within them.
Yeah, you don't turn the pages back in the book. You turn them forward.
Amen.
And that's what this message is. Let's give this one a listen. This is Indigo Girls from Silver King.
Coming back again, had to learn how to bend. loss is he? I know you want to be free, so why don't you sail away with me?
Yes. Silver Kings, Indigo Girls, that is a beautiful song. Absolutely beautiful song.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Thank you.
You bet.
Where do fans... all the words.
Yes, she does. She's all over that.
Aw.
Silver, where do people find you? They are newfound fans now, and where can they track you down?
So I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, all platforms right now. I've been in a rebranding phase, but it's finally kicking off. And it's going to fully kick off with new music, including the Light It Up release this August around my birthday. So
terrific.
I'm very excited for everyone to experience that with me. I'm very blessed. But Silver King Official is my Instagram.
Okay.
I have my band is Silver and the Broken Arrows. And then on Facebook, I am Silver King Music and also Silver and the Broken Arrows as well. And then Silver King on Spotify.
Super, super. So we'll get everybody up and following, and we will look forward so much to that release in August.
Aw, thank you so much.
You bet. It was an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
It was such an honor. Thank you so much. You guys are such amazing people.
Thank
you.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Of course.
Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes, we have UG Skywalker.
We're looking forward to that, getting a little of the country rap. We keep saying we need to get him together with Louis Lee. That'd be a heck of a show between them.
Oh, yeah.
Them,
so. I love Louis. He's a
Isn't Louis the best? Yes.
He's awesome. Shout out to Louis and Jorg.
Yes, and they are fantastic.
Glenn Brook, all of them. I love them.
You got all the right ones there. All right. All righty. Well, that's a wrap on tonight's show. One more time, thank you so much to Silver King. We appreciate you being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It was such an honor.
You bet. Folks, if you want to know where we're at, what we're going to be doing, where we're going to see Silver and Louis Lee and everyone else, check us out on our Facebook page, Vehicle City Sound, there on Facebook. You can also drop us a line. If you know somebody else like Silver that you want us to have on the show,
absolutely,
drop us an email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. And you can always find us at vehiclecitysound.com, our website. Lots of information and fun stuff there. We appreciate all the support we've been getting from everybody. Great to see you, Silver. Thank you so much for being
Thank
with us.
Thank you so much.
Aww. Hey, everybody. Be good.